Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's go on. Happy Tuesday to you, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 3-hour Milky Way Mixer. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York City. Broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, Pittsburgh to Pittsfield, Kalamazoo and Waterloo, we are on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A., everything.
And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. How's everybody doing? Thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate you stopping on by for part or all of this show because we've got a good one for you. We'll talk NFL draft with Alabama tight end Irv Smith Jr. He's going to join us coming up here in hour number three. Bama tight end Irv Smith, one of the highest, if not the highest tight end projected to be taken in April's draft, is going to drop on by the DA show next hour. I should say hour number three. Throughout today's show, we've got a little Trash Tuesday for you. So what are you trashing? How are you trashing it? You can hit us up on Twitter to take out your trash. That would be DA on CBS. Again, DA on CBS. You could also hit me up on the phones with your trashes at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. Over the course of today's show, are the Lakers worried that LeBron is washed? Does MLB have a tanking problem on the eve of their season getting going? We've got the greatest sneaker discovery ever. If you are a sneakerhead, Air Jordans, rare, in a dilapidated mall, in storage. It's a great story. We'll do that next hour. The Pelicans could be sitting AD for the rest of the year. Are they screwing their fans? And the New York Giants save America from Patriots dominance again. It's all coming up this morning on the show. As always, any of those stories that you want to weigh in on, feel free on the phones, as I mentioned, 855-212-4227 or on Twitter, DA on CBS. Also, a bit of a scary story about the finances of one Alliance of American Football. Story broke this morning that they needed an emergency investor last week. This is not good!
It's about the money. M-O-N-E-Y-D-A.
Our beloved Alliance already in the red, hopefully now saved. We'll get that story coming up to you in hour number two. But let's start with the NBA. Because now that All-Star Weekend is over, we turn our attention to the quote-unquote second half of the season. Now, this is well past the midway point of the NBA season, so it's not really the midway mile marker. But for the NBA, a lot of people now consider this the stretch run, the second half of the season, the post-All-Star break. And so with games scheduled to start up again on Thursday, the race for the NBA playoff seeding begins in full, and the race to an NBA championship begins in full. And with that, we have all of this conversation, speculation, and debate over Anthony Davis. Where will he land? Will the Pelicans sit him or not? Kevin Durant, where will he land? Will he test free agent waters and perhaps go to the Knicks, leave the Warriors? What about Kyrie Irving? Does he want to stay in Boston with the Celtics, perhaps team up with AD, or does he want to leave? Will he end up getting a max deal somewhere else? Klay Thompson, will he decide to opt back in, sign long-term with the Warriors this offseason? Guys like Kemba Walker, Tobias Harris, we're constantly talking about creating super teams, player movement, star adding to star. Who can LeBron add? This is constantly what we're talking about in the NBA. And Anthony Davis is just the latest. He wants out. He wants to be traded. And we are constantly spinning the wheel of where he might land. And Adam Silver doesn't like it. And Adam Silver, who we all respect and everybody around the NBA respects, took to the podium over the course of this All-Star weekend and said, we need to fix this problem. Is this a problem? Is player movement now the most interesting part of the NBA? It is where we begin. Your cold open.
I don't want to do something extraordinary in that I'm reaching to some broad power to interfere with the workings of the collective bargaining agreement. I mean, I think those are issues that should be discussed at the table in terms of how the system should work. Teams also blindside players too and trade them. I think the issue ultimately is that it's whether it be a team or a player, not meeting a contractual obligation. I mean, that's something I think you just don't want to see as a league, even if it's whether it's a, you know, a one-year contract or a five-year contract. That's a commitment a player makes, and it's a commitment that the organization makes to that player with a guaranteed contract. I recognize, and I think it's perfectly appropriate, that conversations take place behind closed doors where players or their agents are saying to management, it's my intention to move on for whatever reasons. I think when they make a public spectacle, I hear you in terms of the enormous media interest that comes from it, but that's not the kind of media interest we're looking for.
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes!
It's your cold open.
So I understand what Adam Silver is saying there. That's not the type of media attention we're looking for. But there lies an inherent problem with the NBA. The drama is gone. With the Warriors being this great, and even before the Warriors, LeBron creating the super team in Miami, or LeBron becoming an 8-time Eastern Conference champion in a row, it sucked drama out of the playoffs because there felt like an inevitability. And when you suck the most interesting storyline out of the league, it leaves us scrambling for other pieces, other crumbs, other stories. And so I think there's a three-pronged effect here. I think there's three reasons why this has become a problem for the NBA where it wasn't before. Number one is lack of drama, specifically when it comes to the Golden State Warriors. Unintended consequences. When Kevin Durant joined the Warriors, it ripped away who could beat them, how they could be beaten, who could win a championship, and the most important storyline. Without that, we are left to fill a void because people really love the NBA. People really love basketball. Number two, legacy. Players now are more in tune with their legacy than ever before. We are constantly comparing resumes of who's the greatest. The GOAT is a very modern phrase. when Joe Montana or Magic Johnson or Kareem Abdul-Jabbar or Hank Aaron are playing, nobody's saying, is he the GOAT? Who's the GOAT? What's the GOAT? Nobody has a little GOAT emoji. Nobody's giving these guys horns. That's a totally new thing. Mount Rushmore. Who's on your Mount Rushmore? How many Mount Rushmores are there? Nobody's doing that 30, 40, 50 years ago. That's a very modern scenario, modern dynamic. And with these players constantly in the middle of debates about their legacy, they realize the only thing to truly elevate their legacy automatically is winning championships. And so now they recognize they have to go places where they can win titles to make sure their legacies are intact so that they begin rising up those rankings while they're still playing. We used to not debate this while guys were playing. We used to debate this after they were already done. Now we're doing it as they're playing. And number three, roster fascination. We are a country fascinated by roster building. And I think a lot of it has to do with fantasy sports because we are now all our own general manager. And so we build our fantasy football team or fantasy baseball team or our daily lineups for daily fantasy. We are constantly looking ahead at what would happen if I added this player. What about swapping out this player? How about drafting this player? And so the draft of the NFL or farm systems in baseball or the lottery in basketball is now such a crazy cottage industry that we are constantly saying, well, what about if we put this guy on this team and swapped out this, like that trade generator machine that's so popular on the internet, or people you follow in the media that create like 17-prong trade scenarios for Anthony Davis? That's a totally new phenomenon. And it's because we are fascinated by this roster build. And so Adam Silver doesn't like it that players want to move on. Players are kind of shooting their way out of town. And we are constantly fascinated by this churn of rosters. Almost roster building sometimes and player movements more interesting than the games themselves. And yet, there's a reason for that specifically in the NBA. We know who's going to win your title, Adam. These players are desperate for their legacy in these conversations daily. And we love roster change. Because of that, this thing ain't going anywhere. 855-212-4CBS is the phone number. 855-212-4227. Twitter, DA on CBS. When we come back, LeBron's been at the center of these types of conversations for the last 10 years. Where will he sign? Where will he go? Will he team up with this player, that player? How can he win a title? Can he win a title? His legacy, where does he stand against Michael? I mean, LeBron is guinea pig A in all of these things I just mentioned. But is it done? A report suggests that the Lakers are more concerned about LeBron's health than they've ever let on. We'll discuss coming up here next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, you like that, big boy?
Let me just say this first and foremost, DA. I got to say, I love the DA show. It's like a warm cup of barista in my hand in the morning, and there's comfort there.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Happy Trash Tuesday! Happy, happy, happy Trash Tuesday to you, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. Hit us up with your trashes on the phones at 855-212-4CBS or on Twitter, DA on CBS. We will get to trashes coming up here on the show, our trashes, in approximately 20 minutes from now. Also, a brand new Nomad episode is out. Check it out by going to YouTube. Remember I told you Super Bowl week, we got to ride around in the Wienermobile's cousin, the Peanutmobile? You might know the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. I've got a good story about that. In the summer of 2001, I got to ride in the Wienermobile. So I've got history here in vehicles shaped as food. One of my best friends in the world, Hector Ledesma, is a sportscaster in San Antonio. We graduated college together from Syracuse. He had his car at Syracuse in upstate New York, had to get it back to San Antonio where he was from after graduation in the summer of 2001. I said, I'll drive the country with you. That sounds fun. I don't have a job. Let's do it. And let's hit a bunch of ballparks on the way. So this was really cool. We started from New York, drove through Pennsylvania, hit Pittsburgh, PNC Park, hit Cleveland. At the time, it was the Jake. Rolled through to Chicago to go to Wrigley Field. Down to St. Louis, Old Busch Stadium, and then follow that up with what was then Enron Ballpark in Houston, now Minute Maid Ballpark, and wrapped up in San Antonio. When we were in San Antonio, the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile was at a Taco Cabana.
Wiener.
And I said, I need to go meet who's in the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
Wiener.
So I made friends with the crew, the promo crew that was eating at the Taco Cabana with this giant encased meat on wheels parked outside.
Wiener.
A piece of tubular ceramic beauty. I said, can I ride in it wherever you guys are going? They said, yeah, sure. Come on. Hop on in after we're done here. So I hopped on in and rode the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile now 18 years ago. Just last month, really not even, but I guess it was the tail end of January, we were in Atlanta for the Super Bowl, and one of the Super Bowl commercials is Planters Nutmobile, which is just like the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile, which looks like basically a big caravan on wheels shaped as a hot dog. This one's shaped as a peanut. You might have seen this commercial. It's Mr. Peanut driving the Nutmobile and pulling up to A-Rod's house where he's watching the big game, blowing by Charlie Sheen, who's sitting on a bus stop. They reached out to Mraz. They said, do you think DA would be interested in riding in the Nutmobile since it's down here in Atlanta? Mraz posed this to me before the words were even out of his mouth. They said, yes, yes, please, yes. So we took the Nutmobile and the Planters promo crew, which included a celebrity, Mr. Peanut, and took them to Atlanta's iconic drive-in burger joint, the Varsity. And when Mr. Peanut deplaned, if you will, got out of the peanut, denutted, we walked into the Varsity, and he was the star of all stars. Not only was everybody totally enraptured with Mr. Peanut wanting to take pictures, but then the staff behind the counter started hooting and hollering, and Mr. Peanut started dancing for them. Mr. Peanut, in his top hat, monocle, and cane, began dabbing for these people. And the whole place became basically a Soul Train line. It was amazing.
Ooh, yeah, mama.
We followed that up with burgers, chili dogs, onion rings, and their signature orange freeze, not to be confused with huge freeze, and ate with Mr. Peanut. And I put this all together as an episode of Nomad, my travel series on YouTube. So I finished editing this last night. I'm super proud of this episode. I encourage you to go there and watch it. I'll tweet it out as well today and post on Facebook, but it's easy to find. Just search my name in Nomad on YouTube, and it'll be the first video or the second video that pops up. My trip to Atlanta's The Varsity with Mr. Peanut.
Go to Super Bowl?
We went to Super Bowl.
Go to Super Bowl?
Yeah, we went to Super Bowl.
Go to Super Bowl?
With Mr. Peanut at Super Bowl.
Go to Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah. Trash Tuesday, as I mentioned before, hit us up on Twitter, DA on CBS, or on Facebook, facebook.com/TheDAShow, or on the phones at 855-212-4227. Reports are that the Lakers are more concerned that they're letting on about the health of LeBron James. that LeBron, with this groin injury, has not been the same behind closed doors in practice and at times in games since he came back from that injury, and that the Lakers are significantly concerned about where his health is at right now. From the Athletic, the Lakers are, quote, privately concerned about the response of LeBron and wondering if LeBron is, quote, fully healed and if he's going to pick up the intensity to take the Lakers back to the playoffs. Right now, they're under 500, three games out of a playoff spot of the West. I think LeBron has duped us. I think he's done the rope-a-dope on us. I think LeBron has tricked us into thinking he's not 34 years old. LeBron has been so good. He's been so great. He's been so dominant. He's been impervious to injury that we don't consider him 34 years old. In basketball years, he old. What did we just do at the All-Star game? We just serenaded Dirk Nowitzki and Dwayne Wade for a job well done, for a Hall of Fame career, for being wonderful ambassadors for basketball and giving us all joy to watch over the last 20 years. Dwayne Wade has become kind of a bench role player. On rando nights, he can maybe have a burst or two. When he scores 20 points, it's like, wow, what a throwback night. But he's washed. And he's retiring because the career is over. Dwayne Wade is part of LeBron's draft class. Now, LeBron is younger than Dwayne Wade because Wade went to college for a couple of seasons, and LeBron obviously didn't. But that's his same draft class. Who else is in that draft class? Chris Bosh, not playing. Dwayne Wade, not going to be playing. Darko Milicic, don't know where he is. Carmelo, not playing. I mean, I think that LeBron's dominance for this long has tricked us into thinking he'll never be injured, he'll always be great, he'll always be all-powerful and dominating, and that he'll never look his age. And the fact is, at 34 years old, it would be crazy if he didn't return slowly from a groin injury. It would be crazy if LeBron didn't show signs of age. If you're the Lakers, yeah, you've got to be privately concerned. Because when is this going to end, this unbelievable ride that we're on where LeBron is at 34 years old after 16 years of the NBA because he came out right after high school of thorough, intense dominance. At 34, you're not supposed to be doing what LeBron has done. At 33, after 15 years of the NBA, you're not supposed to do what LeBron did. He's opened the window. He's extended the window. He's like Tom Brady, doing things at an age that nobody'd ever done before, at least in terms of amount of games he has played in the league. Combine his regular seasons, 15 of them, 16 of them in the NBA, with all of his postseason games. I mean, the guy basically has as much wear and tear, mileage NBA-wise on his body, as somebody in their 40s. So private concern? Yeah, public concern. Which is why I think LeBron and the Lakers were willing to give up everything for Anthony Davis. Because who knows how long LeBron has at this level? Who knows? What happens if this is it? What happens if he's never as good as he was the previous year? Well, then if you want to win a championship, you need AD for right now. You need the superstar right now. Would Anthony Davis win a world championship this year for the Lakers? No, I don't think so. But LeBron now and AD now is a lot different than LeBron in 2 years and AD in 2 years. 855-212-4CBS on Twitter, DA on CBS. When we come back, Trash Tuesday, We're taking out the trash. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Mornings, Mothership.
I've been wanting to talk to you, and thank you for trashing Mraz. Nauseated me, and I wanted to trash him then, too.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
It is a Trash Tuesday, and so we encourage you to send us your trashes on Twitter, DA on CBS, and on the phones at 855-212-4227. Tomorrow night at 8:30 Eastern, 5:30 Pacific, CBS Sports Network brings you Big East basketball action as St. John's battles Butler, only on the 24-hour home of CBS Sports.
CBS Spectacular, yeah!
St. John's coming off that huge comeback win, down 19 against Villanova on Sunday, might have just punched their ticket to the NCAA tournament. It's a Trash Tuesday, and so we're looking for your trashes. Let's take out the trash.
So, what's eating you?
People that get in the left lane and drive the speed limit.
I got to trash the NFL, man.
Trash my ex-girlfriend.
You want me to trash that?
Trash Tuesday, my favorite day of the week, not for nothing.
Time to vent. We take it out like the trash. It's Trash Tuesday.
All right, Mraz is out today. We start with Andrew Bogish. Mr. Bogues, who are you trashing?
D.A., I am trashing an unnamed person, male or female, that works in this building. And if I'm missing the point on this, I apologize in advance, but I'm trashing the person that decided to put bottles of lotion at every sink in our bathrooms here. Now,
it's a little weird.
I appreciate the idea. I have dry hands. I've got a thing of lotion in my locker because it's in my locker because only I want to use my lotion. I just don't think that hygiene is regarded well here by having a tub of lotion that to me is like by nature sticky and gooey, like collecting the germs of me pressing the thing, getting the lotion. It just looks like a scuzzy dispenser of germs, not a thing to save my drying hands.
Well, where would the germs collect on this thing? Because it's like a pump,
like on
tube.
The nozzle, on the pump, and even like I feel like people are going to scrape their hand on the tip to get the lotion off.
Oh, you're right.
I just don't think that's a good idea. Either I would rather them have more like hand sanitizing stations around the floor to clean my hands, or like make it like a little giveaway. Have a little, you know, little bin of
giveaway.
Tiny travel size lotions that I can take with me for my own personal use.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem too cost effective, but I still think that this little thing at the sink is not a good idea.
Trash.
Let's face it. That's straight trash.
I know. I had really chapped lips a couple of weeks
ago. So you
ago
licked one of them?
Because we had like this crazy cold snap and the wind was whipping through down here in lower Manhattan. And so I said, can I feel comfortable pumping some of this Lubriderm onto my hand and then applying it to my lips? And at some point I just said, no, I can't do it. I just won't do it. I will just deal with chapped lips until I can finally get to a pharmacy for the same exact reason you're talking about. I just fear that it has become a germ trap because everybody's pumping it.
I think we need to discuss the fact that you were thinking about putting Lubriderm on your lips.
I had to.
I don't think that's what that's for.
It was so chapped. Well, you know, it's a moisturizer, so
yeah,
you could do it.
I don't know. I disagree
it's
with
not
that.
It's not my first choice, but it's a moisturizer.
But that's a choice is an issue.
Well, I mean, look, if you've got nothing else and your whole lips are chapped.
I guess.
I've done it.
You've done it?
I've done it in the past,
It's
yes.
a moisturizer.
Yeah, got my chapped lips taken
You want
care
him
of
on your side?
Well, in this case, there's security numbers here.
That's right.
But can you do it with these Lubriderm tanks over in our bathroom? They're so gross.
Yeah, a better placement of them, too. I would put them somewhere else, maybe like a dispenser, like kind of like how you have the the hand sanitizers.
Yeah.
Have it like next to it, maybe.
Yeah, like stuck on the wall, perhaps. I don't know. There's something, I agree, that's grimy about the whole thing. Mr. Pete the Body Bilotti, who are you trashing?
Well, I am trashing the DA show.
Uh-oh.
For the notion that I'm always off because of wrestling.
No. Okay, I'm glad we're going to address this. I was going to ask you about this during the show.
Yesterday, I was off. I was out of town for the weekend. And I had no knowledge I did not watch anything to do with wrestling.
You had knowledge of the Hell in the Cell or whatever that was yesterday.
Elimination Chamber.
International Waters.
Come on, DA.
I had knowledge that it was on the air. I didn't watch a second of it. Me and my wife were away in Rhode Island.
Okay.
So
So you were away for the President's Day weekend.
Yes, we were away taking a much-needed break just from life, and we came back, went away and relaxed, and that was it.
So we jumped to conclusions here.
Yes, a little more research maybe on where I will be. I've taken off in the past for wrestling.
Research about where you will be. Okay.
I've taken off in the past for wrestling.
Wear the ankle bracelet we gave you. We know where you were.
So I understand the notion that, hey, he's off for wrestling, but it was a much-needed break and relaxation time for the body.
Must be Trash Tuesday.
Your previous day off, the Monday of Radio Row at the Super Bowl.
That was after Royal Rumble.
Was that for wrestling?
Correct.
We're one for two.
And last year, Bilotti missed a Monday after WrestleMania, I believe.
Correct.
So there were two previous cases of this.
And not because you were there and then physically incapable of being here, you just didn't want to be tired because you were up late watching wrestling.
Well, sometimes when I go watch these events, I watch it with people and we have a party and whatnot, and I want to let loose a little bit, you know?
I want to have a spritzer or two.
Yeah.
WrestleMania in New York this year, by the way.
Yeah, Bilotti, are you going?
I will be there, yes.
Well, so let me give Bilotti some credit on one of these, because when you went to WrestleMania last year was in Philadelphia, right?
Royal Rumble last year.
Royal Rumble last year. So physically, he was not here, but when he missed the day after the Royal Rumble this year, was just because it was a late, crazy night at the Bilotti household watching WrestleMania.
Crazy night.
Or Royal Rumble. Which is interesting because I didn't know if you could really get loose, cut loose, but then I saw you at my wedding, Bilotti, and then I saw you at your wedding, of course, and I said, you know what? The body can cut loose. So is this what we're seeing at the Bilotti Royal Rumble wrestling parties?
That's right. I have a wine-stained dress shirt from your wedding that shows that I can get let loose a little
that
bit.
You wear at every wrestling party.
That's right. It's a badge of honor. I bring it out.
All right. Very good. All right. Filling in for Mraz today is one of the Diaper D-Aliens, Michael Zimmerman. Zim, who are you trashing?
All right, I'm trashing a customer at a supermarket who was in front of me in line the other day, and it wasn't the normal checkout. It was the self-checkout. So you think with technology now, it'll go smoother. I only had two items, so I said, you know, why not? Let's do it. Let's get out of here quickly. The lady in front of me spent 5 minutes digging, trying to find her glasses so she could see the screen. Then took another 5 minutes trying to scan a can of tomato sauce. And, you know, at this point, the Ben & Jerry's in my hand is turning to soup.
Brutal.
So, you know, what are we doing here? Is technology speeding things up or slowing it down? This lady, if she wanted to go through a normal checkout. Let somebody else do it. Don't hold everybody else up who's got two or three items. I don't know, DA. This technology, man, I think it's, if you want to use this technology, know how to use it before you go to it.
Trash it.
Beep, beep. Sanitation just arrived.
Self-checkout can be the bane of everybody's existence. You want to get through it fast and sometimes just get so much slower. I am trashing. Have you seen these commercials where it's medication for band leaders? They've just, you know, they've used examples of if you have back pain, you should take this medication. And the example in the commercial is the lead singer of a band. And it's like, this lead singer, his back hurts or her back really hurts. And so he or she needs this medication. And I'm like, all right, that's a weird example to use. How can we all relate to being the leader of a band, the front man of a band? But okay, I guess you're on your feet a lot. Or if you're the drummer in the band, you're bending over a lot. And so back pain medication, that makes sense. But then I saw a commercial where it was for incontinence. And it was also for a band member. It was like, it was this female band leader, the singer of a band. And she was really nervous that she could not get through the show without having to run to the bathroom. And so this is medication for her. And I said, this is so bizarre. Why are all of the medications on TV targeting band members? I'm like, who can relate to this? And is this a real problem? Are people on stage constantly performing and everybody has to run to the bathroom and has back pain? This takes a lot of the charm out of going to a music show in my mind. If I'm always wondering, oh, I wonder if that band member has to go to the bathroom right now or feels like it's Larry Bird's back that's locked up in the 1988 season lying on the floor. I said, why are we using band members for all of this? And it's incontinence of all the things. Trash them.
Splash Brothers. More like the Trash Brothers.
I think she has IBS, if I'm remembering the commercial correctly. And when she runs back on stage,
yeah,
they're like at the Hollywood Bowl. Like, it's a big deal. It's
yes,
a big venue. It's
huge.
Not a bar band.
No.
She's like, it's like the lady from the Cranberries. Like, it's a real band.
I know.
And you'd think she would have figured things out by now. But apparently she's late to stage because she's in the bathroom.
Let it linger.
Get him out.
I'm just wondering who pitched the commercial and said, oh, you know what? You know the people that really have to deal with IBS? Those band leaders. Like,
yeah.
Who's ever said that?
See, I want to know things like this. I want to know what didn't make the cut.
Yeah, right.
This was the best idea.
All right. Let's do a pitch session, everybody. Just spitball. Let's send out professions that are really hindered if you have IBS. All right. Just go.
Garbage man.
Garbage man. Yeah, that's a good one. Okay. Construction worker. Yep, that's a teacher. Yep, that's a good one as well. Leader of the Cranberries. What?
Got it.
Huh? Yes. Build the commercial around that. We're thinking about something.
Bingo.
Yeah.
We're thinking about like a band from the 90s, perhaps, playing at the Hollywood Bowl, and the lead singer needs to go to the other bowl. Can we do this?
You know what's next? The bass player of Gin Blossoms.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yes. Yeah, like running out during Hey Jealousy, has to come back. Okay, the IBS has settled down. Like, what? Why is everything about these band
people?
Runaway
train, never look back.
Everybody, Soul Asylum will be back in 5 minutes. The lead singer had to run to the bathroom.
Runaway train, never look back.
Fear not, though. He's taking his medication. You will not have to worry if you're at tomorrow's show.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world.
Trash Tuesday, who are you trashing at 855-212-4CBS? Brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Aaron's next up in Abilene, Texas on 98.1. Aaron, who are you trashing?
Good morning, DA. I need to beam up for this hot sizzling garbage.
You got it.
I get it happening. I get a call yesterday at 6:45 p.m. from these overzealous school district employees saying there's going to be a two-hour weather delay the next day because of snow. I look on my way to radar report, 20% chance of participation. I've got no patience for this. Send these kids to school. I can't take it. Get them out.
Trash them.
Stinky debris.
Get them out. Get these kids out of your house.
Get them
immediately.
Out.
Aaron's dying over here. Get these snot-nosed kids out of his house.
Get them out.
Kevin's next up in Youngstown, Ohio on a Trash Tuesday. Kevin, who are you trashing?
Permission to come aboard, sir.
Permission granted.
Got to trash Mraz on his take last week on the golfer and the caddy that got tipped $5,000.
Yeah.
Scottie Pippen say Mraz cheat.
Trash Mraz.
Warm, sizzling garbage.
Mraz is freaking fat.
I worked with a person who knew Scottie Pippen pretty well, and she said that Scottie Pippen's nickname during his career was No Tippin' Pippen. That everybody knew if you went out to the bar, you went out to a restaurant, or you served Scottie Pippen in town, you knew you were not getting a tip. No Tippin' Pippen. Sound like Mraz is the subject of a lot of trashes today. Dixie Landan tweets, I like how Mraz took shots at Pete the Body yesterday for taking off, and then he took off Trash Tuesday, a day designed for taking shots. Mraz took off so that Pete can't fire back at him. Seems kind of dodgy.
Hold your nose. That's some smelly rubbish.
Mraz is fat.
Yep, that's Mraz. Arthur tweets, I'm trashing my wife's cold this week. It's been like living with Jody Mack for the past 7 days. Hashtag epic throat clearing.
Let's face it. That's straight trash.
By the way, Arthur used Jody Mack's Twitter handle in this tweet. So Jody Mack just got this on his timeline.
And he's about to host a show here in New York.
You know, that's what happens when you use the Lubriderm around here. You sound like that.
You drink it? Is this mouthwash?
Is it like Drano?
It's like a mouthwash.
That's a Lubriderm call.
My throat's kind of dry. Let me take a swig of this. Don't worry, guys. If your throat's dry, just gargle with this Lubriderm that's been in our bathroom here for 2 months.
These are weird cough drops. Now, if y'all want to party like we do. It's the worst noise ever. And a person made it.
Excuse me.
Are you some type of reptilian demon? No. Just got the same thing Jody Mack has from gargling Lubriderm.
Excuse me.
Oh, Trash Tuesday, hit us up with your trashes when we come back. Also, does Major League Baseball have a tanking problem? Their commissioner thinks so. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.